Now, joining me on the phone from Team Hope is Carol Hennessy. Good afternoon, Carol.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Carol, thanks for joining us this afternoon. The Christmas shoebox appeal, people might be familiar with it, but for anybody who doesn't know what it is, explain to us what it is.
It's a very simple project. It's all about sending a gift-filled shoebox to needy kids in Eastern Europe or Africa.
Yeah.
In a nutshell.
In a nutshell. I think it's a lot of school kids tend to. I know my own children have been doing it for several years now, and when you say fill in the shoebox, it's you're very specific in the stuff that you ask people to put into the shoebox.
Exactly. Well, first of all, anyone can take part in the shoebox appeal. It's not just for school kids. It mm-hmm. can be for business people, youth groups, corporates, churches, whether it's ICA ladies groups, whoever can take part, because at the end of the day, it's all about children and giving a child something to love and give them hope and dignity at Christmas time. Yes, we have the four W's that go into a shoebox, so it sounds a bit threatening, but the four W's are something to wash, so you can put in a bar of soap, toothbrush, toothpaste, a face flannel, something to wear, hat, scarf, gloves, pair of socks, underwear, something to write with. They love to get school supplies, copy books, pencil cases, colouring pencils, pens, something to go wow. That could be a tennis ball, it could be a little toy car, it could be a cuddly toy, it could be a fun pair of glasses, a mouth organ, sweets, lollipops. The list is endless, really.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few things that we say, please don't put in a shoebox. Please don't put in any liquids because they might spoil your shoebox as well as others. We ask that no war-related items go in, no toy guns or toy soldiers, anything like that, or nothing dangerous, and any sharp objects. No books because they wouldn't understand English unless the story can be followed through the pictures.
Yeah.
Those are the things we ask for 4 euros then to cover the cost of the shoebox.
Yeah.
And it goes right into the hands then of a needy kid in Eastern Europe or Africa.
Eastern Europe. It just struck me while you were talking about it there, and I'm just thinking about my own kids coming home. How long has the appeal been running?
We've been running now about 16 years now. I've been doing shoeboxing 19 years, which is scary, but it's a fabulous thing because it doesn't matter about the religious or political beliefs of the child. It's a box of love, and to me, that's what Christmas is about, what we should be about all the year round, really.
Well,
spreading a little love.
Very, very, very true, spreading a little love. And I suppose you say 16 years, over the years, you must have shifted some amount of shoeboxes, yeah?
We've done an incredible amount. Like last year, we collected 163,513 shoeboxes.
Wow.
This year, we hope to celebrate our 3 millionth shoebox going out.
Oh, wow.
And, as I say, you can put these figures and write them off, but when you actually have these kids right in front of you, you have them in the car park, 163,000 kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the excitement, and it's hard for us to believe, but for most of these kids, they don't get a present at Christmas time or mm-hmm. indeed for their birthdays or during the year. For them just to be able to survive on a day-to-day basis is amazing and a triumph in itself. For many of them, they're living on just less than a euro a day. So life is a struggle for kids. They could be in Swaziland heading up a family household because their parents have died from AIDS. They could be in a street shelter in the Ukraine. They could have been affected by war in eastern Ukraine. Affected by the homicide or the genocide in Rwanda or Burundi, so to us it's important that they feel loved and that they are not forgotten.
Well, I suppose in this part of the world we tend to take the whole Christmas ethos for granted, and we tend to forget that there's millions of children out there who, Christmas is just another day.
Exactly.
same as
just another day.
Just the same as yesterday and the same as tomorrow.
Yeah,
and what's the process? You collect all the shoe boxes up, you get them all in there. How big an operation then is it getting them distributed? And is it hugely technical, or is it easy?
Oh, hugely technical. We try and keep things as simple as possible, there, Mark. We have 50 teams of volunteers around the country with Without them, this would not happen. They are fantastic, our volunteers. So they're busy promoting the shoebox campaign at the moment, going into schools, speaking to groups, going into corporates, speaking to ladies' groups, wherever. So the shoeboxes are collected over the next few weeks. Our official closing date is November the 10th, but we always allow a few days flexibility, and our drop-off points will gladly accept shoeboxes up until the 17th. The shoeboxes are checked for customs purposes, just to make sure there's nothing in them that's unsuitable for the child that will receive it. Then we ship them either by container to Africa or by truck to Eastern Europe, and they will be sent out from the end of November right through December, all to the places, to the countries we are sending to. And we've partners on the ground, local people, and at the moment they're busy getting lists of children that would love to get shoeboxes.
Yes.
And they have the awful job then of trying, well, it's not an awful job, but just trying to get match the shoeboxes out to the kids, and hopefully that they, for all their requests that they put in, we never have enough shoeboxes, you know. And we try and send as many shoeboxes into one container as we can, and so that there won't be any disappointed children.
Yeah.
And they will be dispersed then by volunteers in the countries over the next couple of months. It's a huge volunteer-based organisation, and without our volunteers it just wouldn't happen, and the kindness of Irish people, of course.
I'm just wondering here, you're saying about the get shipped out, do you have communities that you consistently go back to every year, or do you spread it around? Do you have that difficulty where you, so at some point during the year, you have to sit down and say, right, these are the communities we're going to go to this year, or do you go back to the same ones?
Well, we have our countries. We're going to send to the same countries as last year. We have two new countries this year. One is Malawi, and we're sending to a really poor area, Malawi, in Africa. And we're also going to send shoeboxes to Ukraine this year. We are going to get the shoeboxes to needy kids who have been affected by the war in eastern Ukraine, which is fantastic. So within every country we send to, we always encourage our partners to look for new kids in poor areas that will deserve to get a shoebox. You know, we may go back to hospitals or to orphanages, and the same kids may be there, but there will also be new kids.
Yeah. Now, the reason I ask, I mean, you say you're hoping to top the 200,000 shoeboxes, you know, this year, and, you know, 200,000 is a lot, but it's not nearly enough either.
It's a drop in the ocean.
Yeah.
But, you know, to me, every shoebox is important. It's like, you know, watch the pennies and the pounds look after themselves.
Absolutely,
and,
yeah.
You know, people say, well, I can only do one shoebox, but that one shoebox will make the world of difference to one child who will
absolutely
get it. You know, and if everybody thought like that, well, we'd have 5 million shoeboxes going out. But, you know, it's just so important that one person does a shoebox, and it builds up then, it snowballs.
Yeah. So as you say, the 10th of November is loosely your closing date.
Yes, we do, because otherwise if we don't have a closing date, people will still give them to us right
hanging
up
around,
to Christmas. And we do need to get them shipped and on their way by the, you know, towards the end of November. So we ask that people try and get them to us in any of our drop-off points, which are available on our website, which is teamhope.ie. And or they can ring the office here, which is 294-0222. They'll get all the information they need, how to take part, where to drop them off, their nearest local team. If they would like to volunteer, we'd love to hear from them. If they'd like us to come in and speak to one of their groups, we'd be delighted.
And of course, the important thing, that because I remember we did this at home one year, is don't wrap the shoebox.
Don't wrap it all. Yes.
Wrap the lid separately.
Wrap the lid separately. And there are quite a few people. There's a few people out there that do it, but we have some wonderful volunteers who just who will lovingly take it apart and rewrap it.
It's as I said, I do remember fondly my children doing it. I'm not aware that they're doing it this year, but then with saying that, they could, well, I could go home today and know where shoeboxes are sitting ready to go.
I know. You're just oblivious to it.
Yeah. My wife from about August onwards used to be hounding the local shoe shop, you know, any empty boxes, you know.
That's right.
And such a simple idea, I suppose. I mean, people, you know, a shoebox, it serves very little purpose. You know, for it to escalate to such a noble cause is a great thing, really. It gives it a different, you know, people say shoebox, it's what you get your shoes in. For you now and what you're, a shoebox is a completely different thing.
Exactly. And, you know, for the kids who get it, it's like a treasure chest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had kids and they can't believe, they think I'm just allowing them to hold this box and they'll hand it back to me. And then we cut the tape for them and they open it and they go, wow, they can't believe that all these presents are with them. You know, they'll look at the hat and they'll put it on and they'll cuddle the cuddly toy. And I remember one boy just running around the room with his new toothbrush, you know, another little boy. He got 12 cars in his shoebox in a lovely new set, you know, and he took off the cellophane himself and his wee friend, and they were sitting on the pavement in a street in Romania in a little village, and he said to his friend in Romanian, look, take your choice of a car. He didn't say take that old green one. I don't like that one, but you have first choice. And it just amazes me. And even just going into homes, sometimes, you know, we work all the year round with these kids, their families, their communities, and it's not just for a shoebox. And sometimes I will go in and visit homes, you know, if I'm over doing a summer camp or if we're working on projects in their country, and you'll go into their home and that shoebox will have pride of place in their little room, whether it's an orphanage or whether it's in one of those water sheds, you know, the containers. I've seen them, and you know, and they'll have the photo. Sometimes people put in photographs into their shoebox, and you know, and I'll say, who's that? And they'll say, that's the person who sent me a shoebox. And they're just a treasure chest, the shoeboxes.
Absolutely. And probably, you know, as I say, in this part of the world, a lot of us probably lost it. But the true meaning of Christmas, just a simple gift to put a smile on a child's face.
Exactly. And as I say, spread a little love.
That's it. Carol, we wish you every success, and I really hope you get to the 200,000. And you know, we'll keep watching with interest. And you know, you're just going from strength to strength, as you say. Roll on to 4 million.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and as I say, every shoebox is important. So, you know, if your kids aren't doing it, remind them today, because sometimes, you know, we all forget. We all need a little reminder. And just, can I just say thank you to everyone out there who has supported us over the years? We really appreciate it, you know, and so do the kids who get the shoeboxes.
And thank you to you and your organisation and all your volunteers, because such a simple idea.
Yeah.
And bring so much happiness to so many children who would always wouldn't have it. Just remind us of the website again before I let you go, Carol, for people who are listening on the numbers.
Hope. Sure, it's teamhope.ie.
Yeah.
And our phone number is 294-0222.
That's brilliant. And I'm going home to make sure my own ones are done now and make sure I'll get them collected and sent off now before the 10th.
Brilliant. You're so good, Mark. No pressure.
No pressure at all. Carol, listen, thanks so much for talking to us this afternoon, and we look forward to talking to you again sometime in the future, please God.
Great. Thanks so much, Mark.
No bother. You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. There you go, folks. That's Carol Hennessy from Team Hope talking about the shoebox appeal. And it's such a simple, simple idea. Put a little few trinkets into a shoebox and bring so much happiness and joy to a child who otherwise wouldn't have it, you know. Think about it. Grab a shoebox today and just go on their website, and it gives you an idea of the little things you can stick into. It's nothing expensive. You probably fill the whole shoebox for €5 or €6, you know. It's not a whole hell of a lot of money to give away.